Philip Semple, PhD, Georgian Curie. Today's date is 04/19/2025. Dictationist form is Jani Taras. Taras spells T-A-R-A-S. Jani spells J-A-N-N-I-E. Date of birth is 09/29/1966. This is a 58-year-old female here for routine follow-up period. Next paragraph. Ms. Taras has a history of hypertension, COPD, asthma, vitamin D deficiency, tobacco use disorders, therefore follow-up for these conditions and medication refill, she states. Since her last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care, and today says she has no complaints, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative. PNS paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert oriented. In no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% at room air. Blood pressure is 207/84. Repeat blood pressure is 215/95. Patient brought in her blood pressure low. She says whenever she comes to the doctor, her blood pressure usually goes sky high. And she said she took her blood pressure just prior to coming in here. She has a machine where she's showing me her blood pressure is 145/88. Next paragraph, past medical history. Next paragraph, pulse 99, respiration 18, temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen undistended, no guarding, normal bowel sounds, no peritoneal signs, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin or abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, she bears weight well with no anatomic gait, period. Next paragraph, neural alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2 to 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is vitamin D deficiency, number 2 is COPD, number 3 is hypertension, number 4 is asthma, number 5 is tobacco use disorder, period. Next paragraph, patient's medications were refilled as following. Lisinopril, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 99. Next medication, vitamin D3, 50,000 units, 1 PO daily for 1 PO weekly for 90 days, number 12. Next medication, Singulair, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, albuterol, MDI, 90 micrograms. Inhale, 1 to 2 puffs, TID, PRN for cough, wheezing, period. She was given number 1. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. Labs were also drawn today. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C. TSH, T3, T4, vitamin D. End of dictation. And correction. Patient, I had a discussion about a mammogram. She was given a requisition. She was given a consult for her to have a mammogram done several months ago, and she said she has not been able to get it done yet. You know, we had a discussion about the importance of these studies, and she says she understands. I will schedule it as soon as possible. End of dictation.